Coming up on this episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
The amount of time you brush your teeth every week is how much it takes to be cardiovascularly 6 times more fit than your friend who's addicted to cardio classes.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Mark. Now, I know a lot of you out there are healthcare practitioners like me, helping patients heal using real food and functional medicine as the framework for getting to the root cause of the issues. Now, in my practice, this often means looking at lots of internal variables to find the most effective path to optimize health and reverse disease. But up until now, that meant we were usually ordering tests for one patient from multiple labs. Now, I'm sure many of you can relate to how time-consuming and complicated lab ordering can be for functional medicine practitioners like me and our patients. That's why I love using Rupa Health. With just a few clicks, I can order from 30-plus lab companies. That's over 3,000 tests for free in one single portal. That means one invoice for all labs paid online up front. Plus, patients get practitioner pricing and receive full patient support through easier, personalized collection instructions, automated follow-up, super bills, and answers to testing questions, and so much more. Just go to rupahealth.com, that's rupahealth.com, to sign up for your free account today. I've been working hard on my book, Young Forever. I'm super excited and proud of this book because it takes my decades of functional medicine experience and distills it into a program anyone can adopt to reverse the effects of aging. As I've dug into the research on aging while writing my book, one thing has become super clear. We need to take care of our mitochondria. These are our cellular energy factories. Now, as we age and we eat too much and we sit at our desks and are exposed to too many toxins, our mitochondria deteriorate and our bodies suffer. And that is why I'm happy to recommend MitoPure from Timeline Nutrition, a product that specifically regenerates mitochondria and supports cellular energy production. MitoPure clears away the damaged mitochondria from our cells and supports the growth of new healthy mitochondria. And as an added bonus, the latest research shows that healthy mitochondria improves immune function too. Now, I've been using MitoPure for almost a year now, and at 63, I feel stronger and more energized than ever. Right now, Timeline Nutrition is offering my community 10% off MitoPure, which you can get in a capsule, powder, or protein blend at timelinenutrition.com/Dr. Hyman. That's DRHYMAN. That's TimeLine.com/Dr. Hyman, DRHYMAN, and use the code DrHyman10. And now let's get back to this week's episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy. Welcome to The Doctor's Pharmacy. I'm Dr. Mark Hyman, and that's pharmacy with an F, a place for conversations that matter. And if you've ever wondered what biohacking is or how to upgrade your biology, this is going to be an amazing podcast because it's with my friend Dave Asprey, the original father of biohacking. And we're going to get into what that is. I think biohacking is just sort of the consumer version of functional medicine.
You could say that.
He's been a leading voice in the movement to take control of our own biology. And he's broken ground on areas that are now spreading like wildfire across the world. He's hosted over 1,000 episodes of the Human Upgrade podcast, which was formerly called Bulletproof Radio, which I'd been on many times. He's been doing that more than a decade. Wow. He also hosts one of the world's largest and longest running biohacking conferences. He works with renowned doctors like me. No, just kidding. Researchers, scientists, and global mavericks to uncover the latest and the most innovative methods and techniques and products for enhancing mental and physical performance. He's personally spent, get this, nearly $2 million over 2 decades taking control of his own biology and pushing the bounds of human possibility, all in the name of science and evolution. His multiple New York Times bestsellers are great. He's also the creator of Danger Coffee and Bulletproof Coffee and the owner and CEO of Upgrade Labs, Human Upgrade Centers. And he lives in Austin, Texas, where we are right now. Welcome to The Doctor's Pharmacy, Dave.
Thank you. I love getting a chance to spend time with you, Mark. And also thank you for being one of the doctors whose name is on the back of my book.
Oh, there you go.
You should read this.
This is a great book. This book you wrote, Smarter, Not Harder, The Biohacker's Guide to Getting the Mind and the Body You Want, is dope. Oh. It's so good because, you know, a lot of people are in this space now, and it's very crowded. It's very cluttered. There's a lot of garbage, a lot of noise, a lot of BS, in my opinion. And
big echo chamber.
Yeah. It's a big echo chamber. And I think, you know, we're not getting to what the essence of this is, which is what is the real way to enhance our body's own innate biological systems in the most effective, efficient, and powerful way so we can feel good, do what we want to do in life, and live a long, healthy way. That's basically what you've done, is sort of winnowed out all the garbage and kind of created a map for people. And I got so excited when I saw that you wrote this book, because I'm like in this space as well, but sure, as a doctor. And I just was like, it's just such a mess and people are so confused. And how are we going to get, because I don't want to write this book. Thank you for writing the book.
You're welcome. And we both have that mindset. Neither one of us has the time or interest to write a book that's already been written. It's just easier to say, this, read this, right? This is a done thing. And that's why I just interviewed you on my show about Young Forever, because it's a fantastic book with new info in it.
Yeah.
There were a couple of concepts in Smarter Not Harder that are, I think, ought to be more common in functional medicine, but aren't a typical. Oh,
okay. School me.
All right.
School me, Dr. Dave.
Okay. This will be fun. So have you heard of the meat operating system before?
The meat operating system?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. This is a concept.
Meat OS?
Yeah. The meat OS, TM, you know.
Is it 4.0 or 2.0?
Exactly. Well, it's something you can upgrade, which is kind of cool, because it's in your body and it's not you. And here's a couple examples of what your operating system does for you. Okay. You might have come across a neuroscience measure. I know you're not a neuroscientist. That's called P300. Is that familiar to you? Got it. It's not well known. So I'm not trying to neuroscience shame you or anything.
I'm good.
I'm not a neuroscientist.
I promise you, I don't know everything.
Good. And I'm not a neuroscientist either. I just have a neuroscience company and I know some parts of it, but the neuroscientists run circles around me. So neither one of us is a full neuroscientist, and we know what we know. But I write about this in Smarter Not Harder. So when I clap my hands like this, you hear it right away, but you know, oh, there's a speed of sound between me and you, and then you hear it. But if we were to put electrodes from my neuroscience company on your head and we measured your brain, there is a 1/3 of a second delay between when I made the sound and when your brain gets the first signal that there was a noise. And then you have to think of what the noise was, which is a bit of a delay. Did you notice the 1/3 of a second lag time between?
No.
That's so weird. Okay. Now, in the middle of each of your eyes, there's a dime-sized blind spot right in the middle of your vision on each eye. Can you see that?
No.
Okay. Well, some system in there is interfering with your ability to see reality, and it has 1/3 of a second to mess with you, and it's entirely invisible to you.
And what does that have to do with your meat operating system?
That is your meat operating system doing that. Its job is to take all of the complexity of the world around you.
Oh, I thought you said meat, as in like eating meat.
It is meat. You're made out of meat, my friend. So am I.
Oh, I'm the meat operating system. Okay.
You're not your meat operating system. You have a meat operating system. You run on top of your meat operating system. So your body's job is to run itself. Like, you don't have to think about, should I make another layer of glucosamine-based cartilage in my knee today?
No, definitely
like,
not.
That's all hidden, right?
Yeah.
But also, what you see, what you hear, what you feel, what you sense, all of it is manipulated by the operating system in your body. Okay. And also, as you age, your operating system gets slower. So if you're 18, it's 1/4 second. So you have a frame rate on reality, like you know, 30 frames a second people have heard of, or you're watching a movie at 60 frames per second. So when you're young, you can see more slices of reality per second. And as you age, it slows down unless you do something about it. So this is a measure of aging, which is how fast is your brain at detecting reality.
And why should we care?
Well, you should care about this because your operating system—
Because it's in your book. And I'm like, why is he talking about this?
It's making you old and it's making you slow and it's stealing your energy and it's hackable. So we believe because our operating system is lazy that we're bad people. So your body, it wants to save energy in case there's a famine. And since it can manipulate reality, you have two choices in front of you. One of them is the spin class. Sweat and, you know, echoey music and someone, you know, yelling at you to pedal and you feel ashamed because you're the only one not standing on the pedals, so you do it. Okay. That doesn't look very attractive. The other one is this beautiful couch and a bucket of Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, we know that the couch is the bad idea and the spin class is the good idea, except we don't feel that at all. And our feelings and our thoughts don't match because your operating system is the one driving the feelings.
Mm.
So we need to deal with that part of us.
Well, so my operating system always says, go do the spin class, go to yoga.
No, it doesn't.
Don't eat ice cream and stand on the couch. Not like, well, probably like 95 times out of 100,
right,
I'm going to choose the thing that's good for me.
That's because
and occasionally when I'm tired and stressed and depressed, I might eat a pint of Chunky Monkey.
See, that's because you have energy and you have discipline. But when people are low energy, which you and I have both been, and we've both had toxic mold exposures, your willpower goes down. So you rely on willpower and habit to go to the gym and make the right choices. And that's admirable. What's happening for most people listening, 92% of people don't go to the gym as much as the government says. There's $400 million a year of ghost gym memberships where we buy the membership because our brain knows it's a good idea, but we never go because our operating system says no. So we have to address the operating system. And the way you do this, first of all, before we even get into these techniques.
So basically, Dave, you came up with this idea of meat operating system.
Yeah, but I can.
It's not like it's not, I didn't read it. I didn't miss it in the medical literature. It was a Dave Asprey concept.
It is actually there, but it's not called that.
Okay, I'm figuring. Okay, good. Am I so out of touch here?
You'll see a little bit of this. Oh, I am a biohacker, right? You got to put in language that we can understand. You'll see a little bit of this in Candace Pert's Molecules of Emotion book.
Yeah.
And this is the woman who discovered the opiate receptor.
Yeah.
And she'll tell you, and many others in functional medicine, and probably you, would say that your immune system has its own unique trainability. It has its own consciousness. And you can even argue that your cells each have their own small and simple consciousness. In fact, in my work,
for sure,
your body is billions of cells, each of which is a tiny computer that takes an environmental signal, looks around, talks to its neighbors, decides what's happening, and then it can make electricity, it can make proteins, it can make sex hormones, it can make melatonin, and it can make inflammation.
Amazing.
And it decides what to do, and they all vote with each other to decide what's going on in your meat, and then they decide what you're allowed to see. It's scary. These little bastards are in charge of us, so we have to hack them.
And how do we do that?
Okay.
I want to get into how you do that because, but before I want to give people a few little nuggets because you really have thought about this, researched it, tried it on yourself, done it with tons of people. What are the top three things that we can do to biohack our metabolic, neurological, and epigenetic systems?
Okay.
And then we can get into like
that's all like these top kind of, three things for top three things. So you got a 3x3 matrix there. Let me break that into a few questions for you. All right. So, getting a signal into the body to make it change is really important. Because our brains are trying to save energy, we just make simple thoughts like, oh, working hard gets results. Therefore, if I want to get thin or I want to get in shape, go to the gym more. So I did this when I weighed 300 pounds, Mark. This is my revenge. I went to the gym for 702 hours, 90 minutes a day, 6 days a week, half weights, half cardio for 18 months straight, even if I was sick, no matter what was happening in my life. This was my top priority, more important than sleep. At the end of all of that, I still had a 46-inch waist. I still weighed 300 pounds, but I could max out most of the machines at the gym. Was I more muscular? Yeah. Was I still fat? Yeah. And
I mean, you were fitter, but you were still fat.
Oh, yeah. And I was on a low-fat, low-calorie diet.
The diabetes prevention diet.
Exactly. And
or maybe we should call it the diabetes causing diet.
No kidding, right? Yeah, the American Diabetes Association, which causes diabetes with their diet, right? So,
is that why they call it the American Diabetes Association? Because it helps obvious, people get diabetes?
Yeah, same with the American Cancer Society, clearly. It says right in the name. So, anyhow, all this time in the gym, it was a false belief that working hard would get results.
Yeah. You cannot exercise your way out of a bad diet is what I always say.
What I'm teaching people to do is to say there's actually five things, not three things. You mentioned neurological and mitochondrial. Here's the five things that people ask for. This is data from 8 years of running the world's first biohacking center where you can go in and do this stuff. I opened it under Arnold Schwarzenegger's office. It's called Upgrade Labs. And we're opening dozens of these across the country as a franchise. You can go to ownanupgradelabs.com and you can open one in your neighborhood. And what we do is we say, all right, there's these five things. And when you read Smarter Not Harder, you'll learn about them. But some people want muscle. And that's different than saying I want cardiovascular performance, right? Marathon runners don't look like bodybuilders for a reason because they're opposite ends of the spectrum. You can choose the amount of each of those you want. Sometimes that's your top goal. But for many people, it's actually, I want to get my energy back. How do you do that? You don't necessarily even go to the gym for that, but there are techniques to do it. And to lose weight, they usually go together. Some people want their brain to work better. That was my biggest goal when I was younger. My brain fog was so bad. And the other people, for the first time ever, people are saying, I want to manage stress and anxiety. I want resilience more than I want weight loss. So these are the goals. You got to pick one and attack that. And for each of them, I go through the technologies that work better. So let me start with cardiovascular.
Take us through it. Take us through it.
Okay. So this is why the book is called Smarter, Not Harder. Okay. I was doing.
By the way, it's a great book. Everybody's got to get a copy. Smarter, Not Harder. Go get a book wherever you can get a book.
So I appreciate that, Mark. It's, if you were to say, do an hour of spin class 5 days a week, right? That ought to do it, right? For cardiovascular, that's plenty. You worked really hard. You sweated. You had to take a shower afterwards. You know, you had people yelling at you. You're going to get a 2% improvement in your VO2 max, which is the marker of how cardiovascularly fit you are. So it's a lot of time improved by 2%. You can use an AI-driven technology that's at Upgrade Labs. And I tell you how to do a similar thing in the book at home. 5 minutes, three times a week. So 15 minutes instead of 5 hours without sweating. Well, wait to hear the results. 12% improvement. Six times better results in 15 minutes versus 5 hours.
Really?
With three university studies backing it up.
And how do you do that? Because okay. I'm like, wait a minute. Am I just going to get all my time back? Yes. Am I going to be able to read more novels?
That's why I wrote the book. Books? Literally, the amount of time you brush your teeth every week is how much it takes to be cardiovascularly six times more fit than your friend who's addicted to cardio classes. Okay. It's worth knowing just that in the book.
Ooh.
So here's how
lay it on me, Dave.
Okay. Here's how it works. At Upgrade Labs, you're on an AI-driven bike measuring your heart rate. But I'll tell you to do this at home right now. It's based on a new principle that will make it into functional medicine. And this is new thinking. So this is like the seed that I'm planting. It's called slope of the curve biology. And what that means is that it's not how hard we work. It's how quickly we can turn on a signal to our operating system and how quickly we can turn it off and return to baseline. Mm-hmm. So when you're on our AI-driven bike at Upgrade Labs, measuring your heart rate, we turn the pedals all the way up to really hard for all of 20 seconds, which just completely drains you. And we're like, go as fast as you can. Ah! And then after that, breathing exercises, go slow. And it's the speed that your heart rate returns back to normal that drives how much your body adapts. It's not how hard you worked. It's not how much you sweated.
But how do you get – I mean, that's a well-known principle, that your recovery rate determines your fitness. So
No, it's not determines your fitness. It changes your fitness. This is a different principle, and it holds true for almost everything.
How do you achieve that then?
Okay. So here's how you would do it.
Because typically you'd achieve improved recovery by increased fitness.
Right. So what's shocking and what the data shows – is that you don't have to improve fitness. You just have to improve recovery from whatever exercise you did, and your rate of improvement of fitness goes through the roof. So in other words—
How do you improve recovery?
So in this case, by not over-exercising, it's only a 20-second sprint with resistance on it, and then you're doing breathing exercises and moving way slower than is comfortable. The problem with you and me and all of the other type A people out there, we want to work hard because we've been taught since we were little kids that people who work hard are good and people who are lazy are bad and will never be loved, even though our operating system is lazy.
So what we've been doing is working harder, not smarter.
It's almost like that was the title, right? So here's how you would do this in a park, right? Okay. Now, I just have to warn you, you might look funny doing this, but this is how it works. You go to the park and maybe you have a weighted vest or something, or maybe you just go to the park, however. And then you walk really slow, like so slow, like you had two THC gummies or something.
That would make me crazy.
Of course, it's actually annoying. It has to be so slow or you're almost doing like a walking meditation. And then without warning, you sprint like there is a tiger about to eat you. And you run as fast and as hard as you can for 20, maybe 30 seconds, right? Mm. But it has to be so fast that you almost can't handle it. Mm. And any kind of resistance you can apply there is good. You want to drain yourself to the point you couldn't go any further. Mm. And then you would lay on your back in the park and do deep breathing exercises where your exhale is twice as long as your inhale. So through the nose.
Oh.
And you're going to do that for probably two and a half minutes until you feel like you've calmed down. Then you're going to get up and walk like you're on more THC gummies for just a little while. And then you're going to do it one more time, lay on your back until your heart rate's normal, and then you're done. Now, someone may try to give you mouth-to-mouth is the problem.
So basically just two 30-second sprints?
In Upgrade Labs, it's only 20 seconds because I can control the resistance with AI.
But basically two 20 to 30-second
sprints. And that works better than high-intensity interval training, noticeably better. The reason is that you laid on your back. The reason is that you took really deep, slow breaths with a long out-breath. All we're telling the body is, because remember, these are dumb cells in your operating system. They don't know what's going on. They can't see time. They can't see tigers. They just know there must have been a tiger. And here's the trick. But I got away.
Right.
Okay. And now I'm peaceful and I'm safe. If you go to that spin class instead and you climb your first hill, the body goes, God, that was a tiger. I hope I get away. And then you don't get away because now you're running at 50% capacity. It goes, damn, the tiger is still chasing me. So there's, and man, I'm about to get eaten. And after 45 minutes of being hunted, your body's like, this was terrible. Yeah. Like I gave you some endorphins so you could survive and maybe even get a little high off that. Mm. But I'm not going to really allocate much to improving my status because I might get hunted like that again. This is not a safe place. So instead, I ran, I got away. Now I'm safe. It's the now I'm safe signal that causes the body to allocate nutrients to muscle and to cardiovascular and to mitochondria. That's the trick. And it frees you. It's like hundreds of hours a year you get back.
I love that. It's like, it reminds me of Robert Sapolsky wrote a book called Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers.
Yes.
About the science of chronic stress versus acute stress and how, you know, zebras don't get ulcers because they basically get chased by the lion. One thing gets eaten. Then they all go back to munching their grass, and then while the lion's eating his brother or sister, and they're like, fine with it.
If you wanted to learn true resilience from a vagus nerve, from a physiological perspective, you would be more like the zebra. And that means you mimic the pattern. We have the same mitochondria as zebra for the most part. And it's, oh, I'm safe. And not
so
only
you lay on the grass and then you eat the grass.
Only if you're vegan.
Everyone, it's Dr. Mark. Inflammation is at the root of virtually every disease. Whether you're talking about brain health, digestive health, joint pain and arthritis, or metabolic disease, it all comes back to chronic inflammation. So if you're looking to improve your overall health, it starts with reducing unhealthy levels of inflammation in the body. And that's why I'm excited to introduce to you Paleo Valley's Turmeric Complex. Turmeric is one of the most potent natural ways to encourage a healthy inflammation response in the body. Their supplement is packed with turmeric plus a whole host of other beneficial compounds that support joint, brain, cardiovascular, and immune health. I love Turmeric Complex because it contains turmeric in a whole food form, which has been found to be more powerful than isolated curcumin, while also containing nearly 300 other beneficial components. Plus, it includes coconut oil and black pepper, which have been shown to increase absorption of turmeric by 2,000%. Right now, my listeners can get 15% off the entire Paleo Valley store, including Turmeric Complex. So just head over to paleovalley.com/Hyman to take advantage of this deal today.
Did you know that 80% of people are deficient in omega-3 fats? Omega-3s impact every cell in your body and help support your brain, your skin, your heart, your immune system, and lots more. And that's why I recommend eating at least 2 servings of wild or sustainably raised cold water fish per week to get sufficient amounts of omega-3s. But I also know how hard it is to get enough fish on your plate day in and day out, which is why I rely on Nordic Naturals to help. Nordic Natural Omegas are pure concentrated omega-3 fish oil made from 100% wild-caught fish. Their top-selling Ultimate Omega products are available in soft gels, liquid, and new zero sugar gummy chews. One of the best things about Nordic Naturals is that their products are grounded in science. Everything is non-GMO, third-party tested, formulated with care, and responsibly sourced. Nordic Naturals is a great company with great products. I personally love using Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega Fish Oil to shore up my omega-3 intake, and I know you will too. Shop today at Nordic.com and save 20% using the code PHARMACY. That's PHARMACY. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. And now, let's get back to this week's episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
But eating's important because there's two signals that scare the operating system. One is something's hunting me and I can't get away. Okay, that's chronic stress. The other one is I don't have enough nutrients. And nutrients come in two forms. One is calories, right? In fact, when I interviewed you, we talked about this a little bit on my show. And so calories are important. If you're low on calories, the way I was when I went to the gym all that time, the body's like, how am I going to improve? I don't have enough calories. So I am not going to put on muscle. I'm not going to improve cardiovascular. I'm just going to hold the line and give you stress molecules. Mm-hmm. So especially in women, I see this. It's, you know, you might need a little bit more. If you're exercising as much as you are, you have to up your calories. And then they lose weight. They feel good. Their hair gets shiny.
But otherwise, they're like, I don't know why I'm stressed all the time.
Well, that's right. I mean, over-exercising is a stress response to the body. And the little bit of stress is good. Too much is not good.
Exactly. And so what Smarter Not Harder is about is, well, let's figure out how to turn the stress on and turn it off in such a way that the body changes quickly instead of, I just worked really hard, therefore I get results.
So that's about cardiovascular fitness.
Yeah, that's
what about,
just that one.
What about muscle?
Okay. Muscle is exactly the same rule. How quickly can you exhaust the muscle? All of muscle building throughout all of human history has been pick up rocks. Okay?
Pick up rocks.
Pick up rocks. And by the way, all of cardio has been run away from tigers. So pick up rocks. A while ago, someone was like, what if we concentrate the rocks into kettlebells and plates? Okay, so pick up concentrated rocks. Okay, now I've spent lots of time in the gym. I don't spend lots of time in the gym right now because I have labs for that. But when you pick up those things up, you can exhaust your muscles. I mean, look at Arnold. You can get big, right? But what if there's a way to do it in a lot less time? It turns out, how quickly can you exhaust the muscles? Mm-hmm. And if you can do that in one or in three or four repetitions without getting injured, that's amazing.
Yeah, the injury part's a key thing.
So if you go to Upgrade Labs, and again, you don't have to go to one. You could open one in your town. Everything in the book, there's a at-home version or a free version.
Yeah, yeah.
What we do there is we have an AI-driven system that resists you in a way that iron plates cannot. So your muscles get overwhelmed very, very quickly. And once that happens, they were overwhelmed. Then there was recovery. Then you put on muscle three times and maybe even up to five times faster than picking up heavy
things. So you would do like three sets of like one to three reps. Is that it? Or
yeah, you would do that. And at Upgrade Labs, I only do the big muscle groups for you there. And my goal is you're going to spend less than 10 minutes once a week on your muscles and have the muscles you want. I'm not going to get the back of the tricep head. If you want to be a bodybuilder, go work on that because you love it. What I'm telling you is that most people, if we do your quads, your butt, your chest, and your lats, like some rowing muscles, you're going to get all the big muscle groups that control your metabolism. Mm. And then you're not going to have sarcopenia and you're going to have less diabetes if you have enough muscles.
Yeah.
So this is really important stuff. And it doesn't take much time because we can exhaust it quickly. At home.
What would you do?
What you realize is that your whole body is afraid of gravity. And it's afraid of gravity because if you pick up, say, a dumbbell, it's going to wobble a little bit. When it wobbles, gravity makes it accelerate. And the little sensors in your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder, they're called proprioceptors. And they sense that gravity is there. So they're going to tell you, you can't pick up anything heavier. You could pick up something heavier, but it knows that if it wobbles, the wobble will make it even heavier and then you'd get injured. So it's holding back something like 70% of your possible ability to apply pressure.
Interesting.
Because it knows it feels gravity. So let's remove gravity. Right. And I go through all the different technologies that let you do this. And one of the interesting ones is a resistance band, a rubber resistance band.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
Resistance bands change the resistance against the muscles to something that's foreign to them. So they don't know how to defend against it because they know how to deal with gravity. They don't know how to deal with something that changes when you move.
Yeah.
So they get overwhelmed more quickly and they grow more quickly. Mm. And there are studies showing three times better muscle growth. You can use electrical stimulation.
I actually use the bands. That's how I've sort of, because I, don't want to injure myself. So I found them extremely effective and it's amazing what they do.
And they're a lot lighter to carry around than the kettlebells in my suitcase. The airlines don't like that, right? So, this is not against bodybuilding. If you love that stuff, just most people, like I'm a dad, I have two teenagers, I have eight companies. I write New York Times bestsellers like you, a big podcast and a life. And you know what? I love my life, but I don't want to spend 8 hours a week in the gym. I just don't. Right. And if you do want to do that, you can, but then your stress response is going to be much higher than you think. So you have to eat and sleep like someone who's being hunted often. And that's okay. You can choose that lifestyle.
Yeah.
But it's a choice and it's not necessary. It's that I believe that we all believed hard work gets results. Mm. Do you know anyone in your life who's worked really hard their whole life and didn't get any results?
Not too many.
Really? I know a lot of people have because they had bad luck. Because they got screwed by someone.
For sure.
Sometimes you work really hard on things that don't matter.
Yeah, well, that's true. That I've done a lot of.
Like, yeah, me too. I've wasted a lot of time, right?
Oy, so I could get those hours back.
Right.
So basically you're talking about resistance bands. There's other techniques. So what about blood flow restriction?
I do talk about blood flow restriction in there. With blood flow restriction, you can put cuffs on your arms.
that
restrict some but not all blood flow. And then you can do exercise with far fewer, a far lower amount of weight or with resistance bands, whatever you want, and you'll put muscle on more quickly. So all I did is I went through all the literature and I said, okay, here's everything that puts muscle on faster than picking up rocks. And it turns out there's a whole set of things, and then I stack rank them. So, you know, in order, this one, then this one, then
so go,
this one.
So go through them. I think people would be interested to hear about what those are. Because I talk a lot about muscle as part of my longevity work and that conversation. So it is one of the central features of staying healthy and functional as you get older, and both metabolically and just physically functional.
The top one is the AI-driven resistance, because you can put so much force through your muscles. Like I did a
But you need a machine for that.
You need a machine for that. I did a 1,600 pound belt squat. Okay. Now, if I did that with real weights, I would have destroyed my body. As it was, this destroyed my shoes. Like literally it ruined my $200, like, you know, athletic shoes because they were like pancakes. Right. And it's because I didn't have to deal with gravity and my muscles hurt for a week. Like I really, really got to work out. And that was one rep.
Wow.
Right. And so you can do this safely because if you drop a weight or you wobble, it tears something. Yeah. But with a machine that moves at a slow rate, nothing gets injured. But so let's say we don't have a machine for that. If you go home, resistance bands, electrical muscle stimulation, EMS, not TENS units, but proper EMS, you can put muscle on very quickly that way. I do that sometimes when I travel.
So tell us what that is.
This is when you get a machine. Usually you go to a clinic. There's a few companies now who are selling them for home use, but these are more than $1,000, between one in $5,000 systems. Or you go to a facility that does it. And you stick electrodes or sometimes like a vest, if you want to like wear wet clothes underneath it, which I'm not a fan of. But you put a electrode where you want the muscle to be and you turn the machine up. And in fact, I do this at parties at my house. And you turn the machine up and suddenly your operating system, your body says, I can't do that. And instead you just focus and you do it anyway. What's going is I'm telling the muscle with electricity, here's the amount of force you're going to do. And it thinks it can't do it because, and then you just make it do it anyway. And as soon as you do one repetition, all of a sudden you have no problem doing it. So what you're doing is you're resetting your operating system to realize it's going to have to be able to carry more. It's so afraid of getting injured that it won't turn on anywhere close to what it's capable of. And a lot of what we're doing in the gym is just showing the body it can do it.
Right.
You can use the electricity to show the body you can do it a lot faster.
So you got the AI-driven resistance. You've got bands. You've got the electrical stim.
You've got blood flow
restriction.
And even if you're going to pick up rocks, it turns out that there are some techniques that work better than what you're probably doing. And the biggest thing you can do is super slow on the down part of the motion. So as you're setting the weight
eccentric,
back down.
Yeah.
Eccentric, but 10 seconds slow. And all of these, there's studies that show you put muscle on more quickly. So I don't want to go to the gym. Because my operating system wants to save energy, I'm fundamentally lazy. All of my companies exist because I'm lazy. Right. Laziness drives human progress. I didn't want to walk, so I rode a horse. I didn't want to shovel poop, so I built a car. I didn't want to deal with a car, so I flew in an airplane. Like we're all lazy, and it drives progress. And by acknowledging that that's part of my workout philosophy, my workouts are down to 15 minutes a week, and I'm healthier. I have more muscle.
And you can measure VO2 max, and you measure strength, all the objective metrics, you're stronger.
Yep. My bone density is off the charts. Like I had a hard time cutting through my bones in a recent surgery I had. Like the saw slowed down on my bone. And the surgeon's like, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
why are they chopping your bones, Dave?
I had an old yoga injury that healed wrong. So
damn yoga.
You know, I will tell you, if you get an injury in a joint, you probably should get that looked at, you know, quickly instead of waiting 7 years to get it looked at. So I had to rebuild the joint in my big toe. That was crow pose kicking back to plank. So, and I stubbed my toe really hard and just never got it fixed.
Oh no. And
that was really stupid. I should have seen someone.
So is there any more on that list?
On the muscle list, off the top of my head, I think we've got all those. There's some things around just getting adequate amounts of animal protein to build muscle. If you put the signal into the body and you're lacking minerals, especially trace minerals, your body can't adapt quickly enough, and we're all depleted of minerals. So workouts don't work. Meditation doesn't work. Minerals are the substrate for any signal that comes into your body. The body says, do I have minerals? Do I have proteins?
And do I have fats? And those are the things that get mixed up to make new enzymes, to make body parts. And if you're lacking any of those, you get a stress response because you can't adapt.
It's such an interesting point you're making. And I want to highlight this because it's at the center of functional medicine, which is you are constantly providing inputs to your system.
Yes.
That are good or bad. And these inputs are being translated into biological signals that are registering in every cell and every gene in every pathway of your body.
Yes.
And regulating everything. So your thoughts are biological response modifiers. Your diet, mm-hmm. exercise, your stress levels, hot and cold temperature, every possible thing you can think of translates into your biology through some kind of biological response modification that is a signal to do good or bad, to heal or to hurt. And that's such a powerful framework for thinking about things. So everything you're talking about is how do you use the latest science to rethink what we're doing so that we can provide the right signals and the right dose at the right amount for the right amount of time to achieve the optimal results.
You nailed it. You could also call it applied epigenetics.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And for listeners, epigenetics, the science of the environment turns genes on and off. We just hadn't figured out, and we didn't have enough data even 5 years ago to write Smarter, Not Harder, because we had to be able to say, all right, what's the difference between doing this versus this and comparing them across enough people and then understanding some pathways. And in the case of cardio, it's the only time where the slope of the curve biology isn't always true, as far as I can tell, because of something called zone 2 cardio.
Yeah.
Have you covered that on the show?
No. Tell us about zone 2 cardio.
Zone 2 cardio is something, if you're going to do it, it takes an hour and a half to 3 hours a week, which is more than I'm willing to invest. So I don't do it. But there's good science that says you might want to do it. And without a heart rate monitor, you can't do it. Zone 2 cardio is this weird small window of intensity that's faster than walking. Or as fast as fast walking, maybe, but slower than jogging. And if you can keep your heart rate in a narrow window, that narrow window is what drives your mitochondria to burn fat directly. Mm. So it turns out there is a fat burning pace of exercise, but it's not working harder.
Slower than you think.
It's working at a very precise window. And so I tell you how to calculate the specific heart rate for you in the book.
For zone two.
And there's
because you know we have calculations based on our age, but they're not really accurate. Because I'm 63, and I was exercising that day. My heart rate was 172. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't get that high.
Like
technically, if you look at what defines a maximal heart rate of a 63-year-old, it ain't 172.
I'm just gonna say something. You should pick your about 35 heart rate, and that should be your heart rate for life. If you're staying young, I don't know, young forever. And I think 172 is about where it would have been when you were 35. So for you to say, well, my heart rate's the way it should be for my age, screw that. That's not okay. My testosterone level is where, when I was 30, at least if I was healthy when I was 30, my testosterone's higher now than when I was 30. Because when I was 30, my testosterone was lower than my mom's.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't have to follow those rules. Like, I mean, my heart rate maximally should be 157 based on, you know, standard medical thinking. Mm-hmm. But it was 172. Yesterday.
Yeah.
So, how does that work? That means my body is actually younger.
Yeah. And everyone listening, you can do this. What I found is that I have a whole Upgrade Labs biohacking center at my house because that's where I started the business. And that means I can spend 8 hours a day biohacking if I want to, and then I don't get anything done. And so even with biohacking, how do I just allocate 10 minutes a day or 20 minutes a day? And for me, I do about 45 minutes a day of biohacking. That includes meditation, that includes light therapy, that includes whole body vibration, which
you
is-
You can do them all at once.
you actually can do most of them all at once.
Right? Like workout in front of a red light.
And the idea is I want
to- But you have to be naked working out.
Why not? No. The idea here is people are going to come in maybe twice a week to an Upgrade Labs, and they're going to do all of the things that they need, including neurofeedback for their brain, including recovery technologies, including things that affect lymph, things that recharge mitochondria, change water structures in the body, all of it in one place in under an hour twice a week, and you're going to look and feel better. And we'll measure thousands of data points and show them to you every time you come
in. That's really impressive. That's amazing.
There's no
guesswork.
Yeah, there's no guesswork. There's no placebo here. And every time you come in, we know what you did. and we feed it back into our learning system so that it constantly improves for everyone the more we use
Amazing. And people are going to want to do this at home too, because there's not biohacking labs everywhere.
Yeah.
So like you talked about cardio, we talked about strength. Let's talk about energy, because that's another one of your key pillars. How do we optimize our energy? Because that's one of the things that is lacking for many people is energy, fatigue, brain fog, you know, just not being 100%.
You and I both had that issue in spades. So with energy, what I like to do is have the conversation about what they're eating. And it's in the book. This is not a diet book at all. Smarter, Not Harder. But there's usually a deficiency of minerals that are behind everything. So even if you get rid of toxins, let's say, even if you're getting rid of heavy metals, you're looking at zinc and especially copper, and you're looking at manganese and molybdenum. People don't necessarily know you need molybdenum in order to
Say that three times fast.
You know how many times I had to re-say when I was reading the book for the audiobook version? I said that word wrong like 100 times.
It's like cardamom.
Molybdenum. Molybdenum. Fuck if I know. Sorry, I swore on your podcast. But anyway,
it's all right.
That mineral, it recycles glutathione. So if your cells are not doing a good job of handling stress and you're deficient in this trace mineral that no one's even heard of, and I can't even say reliably, well, no wonder you're having a hard time with it. So what I found was that when I can get people to take high quality multi-mineral and vitamin DAKE, that's D-A-K-N-E, all the fat solubles together. In fact, vitamindake.com has the info about that on it. But when you take those two things.
And by the way, there's no vitamin DAKE. It's D-A-E-N-K.
Well, it's D-A-K-E. I named it. It's vitamin DAKE. It says right there in the book. It's easy to remember that way. It's just all the fat solubles. You're correct. They are separate vitamins. However, if you take vitamin D without vitamins A and K, it actually doesn't – it's less safe than to take D alone than it is to take all of those together.
Yeah.
And this is an important thing. You and I have both been vitamin D advocates for decades, right? Yeah. Yeah. But more and more evidence is coming out that you need retinol from animals, the real vitamin A, not beta carotene, and that you need K2 and maybe a little K1. Like I put K1 in the thing that I make. And what I find is that if you have those and the minerals, it all works, and then your body can start to make energy again. And then you need to apply. This is also an unusual thing. You need to apply light therapy, because when your body can't make ATP, one of the reasons it can't make ATP is something called exclusion zone water. Gerald Pollack's work. When you drink normal water, with or without electrolytes, and by the way, in the book, you should have electrolytes in your water.
I do that every morning now. I drink 32 ounces of water with electrolytes.
Beautiful.
Before I have anything else.
It's so healthy to get the electrolytes, because otherwise regular water sucks minerals out of your body. If you drink a lot of water, you eat oatmeal, you eat all these processed foods, all the whole grains, they contain a compound that sucks minerals out of your body. And the plants and animals you eat don't have minerals anymore anyway. So we're all depleted of minerals, and it makes us weak, biologically weak, and we can't make energy. So you get your minerals in, and then you do the whole body infrared, red, and amber light therapy when you're at Upgrade Labs. If you're at home, go out in the sun for 20 minutes a day as naked as you can get without getting arrested.
And or freezing to death, depending on where you live.
Well, just cold therapy is fine. But the reason...
20 minutes and, you know...
Yeah, that's pretty cold. The reason you do that is that the infrared light changes the structure of water. And this goes back to when I first had yak butter tea at high altitude. That was the genesis of Bulletproof Coffee.
Yeah, I had that too.
You had it too. That's right.
It's
salty and not nice, but I felt different. And I was like, what happened? And after funding some research at the University of Washington.
And by the way, just to clarify, yaks is the male. That's like saying bull tea. I was corrected by a Tibetan monk. I said, oh, is this yak cheese? And they're like, and they all started cracking up. And this house is a bunch of Tibetan monks. And I'm like, what do you mean? Why are you laughing? Said, oh, because a yak is a male.
That's hilarious. And so what's called a female
dree?
A dree. Dree. I forgot about that. I've heard that before. Dree tea. All right.
Dree butter tea.
what your body does is it takes that water that you bring in and it needs to transform the water from normal water into biologically useful water called exclusion zone water. To do that, it puts the water up against your cell membranes. So tiny droplets of fat is what they're made of. And it exposes them to 1200 nanometer infrared light. That's called body heat. And when it does that, then the water changes how thick it is. It's viscosity. And after that process, you can use the water to make ATP. Before that process, it will not work inside a cell. You can see this kind of water on a microscope. It is not fantasy quantum woo water. This is actual science based on decades of research from Gerald Pollack at the University of Washington.
Interesting.
And he actually proved that MCT oil and butter make the highest level of exclusion zone water of all the different fats he tested, which is why when you blend them into your coffee, magically you feel different when you drink it. It's because you changed the liquid that was in the drink. And heat, because it's hot tea or hot coffee, also improves it. And so does the presence of polyphenols.
Amazing.
So this is what's going on. So when someone says my energy's broken, I'm like, okay, make sure you've got enough minerals to fix things. Lay down on this. It's not about working hard at this point. It's about recovery at this point. Lay down on this thing and let us charge the water, charge your cells with red and infrared light. And they do it for 20 minutes. Like, I haven't felt this good in years. Those knots that were caused by pseudo hypoxia and toxins, they loosened up. Like, my brain works. I feel different. Like, I feel really good. And after that, we might put them in cryotherapy to do some cold therapy. It only takes 3 minutes if you can do a liquid nitrogen or one of the really cold chambers that we're using at labs. But at home, you could do ice baths. And I even teach in the book, ice baths at home, unless you're a diehard biohacker like me, are you really going to drive to 7-Eleven, spend $20 on ice, put it in your trunk, come home, take it out of your trunk, put it in your bathtub?
You just live in Massachusetts in the winter. It's 45 degrees when I fill my bathtub with cold water.
That's a fair point. I'm in Austin here. And so, and you have to like blow dry your trunk because it's full of water. Like it's really annoying to buy a bunch of ice to do it. So what...
Although my friend bought an ice maker, a giant ice maker for his house.
Okay, that
and
works.
And he has a cow trough, like where they drink water out of.
Yeah, that's what
and
I had in Canada.
He fills the trough up with water and fills the trough with ice, and then you soak in that. It's great.
You can totally do it that way. I have a cold plunge at my house here. But in the book, most people aren't going to do that because it's expensive.
Yeah.
So here's the cheapest and fastest way to get cold therapy, because all I care about is saving you time when you read Smarter, Not Harder and getting you the results. You take a salad bowl as big as your face. You put an inch of water in it and you put it in the freezer overnight. Next time you want to do cold therapy, add some cold tap water to it and stir it around until the water's really, really cold. Then you take a deep breath and you bend forward at your waist and you stick your whole face, as much of your face as you can get, into that bowl and you hold your breath. Now, you have, this is called the dive reflex, but you have the most temperature receptors on your face. And by freezing your face, you're sending a whole body cold therapy signal. And if you do that, you'll last maybe 10 seconds before your face hurts and you get a cold headache. And then you can just go back in when you can. After 3 days of that, though, suddenly the cold headaches go away and you start feeling better and better. Mm. And then suddenly you can tolerate cold showers and they don't bother you anymore. Mm. So the face is the most important place to get the highest ROI on your cold exposure.
Would you know, actually, Dave, that's a medical procedure? Do you know that? We used to use that in the emergency room when people would come in with what we call supraventricular tachycardia, which is where their heart's beating like a mile a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bunch of different techniques to actually fix it, like Valsalva maneuver, which is squatting and holding your breath and all kinds of techniques. But one of the techniques is just dunk the patient's face in ice cold water, which doesn't make you very popular, but it works.
It totally does work. And it's arguably less painful than a cold shower. Mm. Most of us are willing to do that.
I actually
that.
Like cold showers.
I do too now.
You go, the first second, and then it's like, oh, this is not so bad.
That's because 3 days of cold exposure in studies changes the ratio of fats in the mitochondrial membrane, which makes you suddenly now able to handle the cold. But the first 3 days are miserable, and after that, it's okay.
For sure.
So – but all
so
these,
you're basically talking about getting minerals to get energy. We're talking about energy and ATP. You're talking about light therapy. You're talking about having the right vitamins, A, E, K,
VitaminDake.com.
Whatever. Okay. And then you're talking about –
It's a new vitamin, Mark.
don't confuse people. And then minerals.
Uh-huh.
And then the right kind of light.
Yep.
Seems like quite a cocktail. And then cold therapy.
It is quite a cocktail. And in fact, you could drive all over town trying to get it, or you go to one place to do it, or you can set it up in your living room, right? Everything in here, there's a free version, there's a cheap at-home version, and there's the crazy billionaire version. The crazy billionaire version proves that it works beyond a doubt, and it's the most effective. It's also the thing that either crazy billionaires have in their living room, or you're going to go to a place and do it. But it proves that it works. And then, okay, now we know slope of the curve biology. How do you do it at home? So we had all the different things for cardio, or all the different things for strength, the different things for cardio. And then we talk about getting your energy back. Cold therapy is a really good one. Getting enough minerals in your body is relatively easy to do. You cannot make ATP without magnesium.
So you're talking about five minerals. What are the five minerals? Molybdenum is one of them.
Well, there's macro minerals, which you need.
And micro minerals, right.
Right. So the macro minerals are sodium. Most people are sodium deficient if they're following the low sodium recommendations from the government, because they're set so low that if you do that, it raises something in the blood called renin.
Renin
increases cardiovascular risk. So enough salt to taste and enough potassium, which is the one that counteracts that. If you have sodium and potassium, you have enough. And I go into potassium in the book. You're not going to have high blood pressure. A lack of potassium is a major problem. Then you need calcium and magnesium. Most people get enough calcium, and too much is bad. But that may not be true for you, but it's true for most people. And almost everyone's magnesium deficient. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to worry so much about phosphorus because it's in food,
yeah.
Right? It's less of an issue for most people. Those are the macro minerals. And the trace minerals, we get things like copper, zinc, molybdenum, and things like that. And then ultra trace minerals, which are present in glacial water, in blue zones areas, and high mineral, even in mineral water. So what I do for that is you can take trace mineral supplements, you can get drops, you put in water. Danger Coffee, my new coffee brand, is different because it has electrolytes and trace minerals in the coffee. So you get a high dose of minerals every time you drink your coffee.
Because you add it, or because it naturally occurs in there?
It's added.
It's added.
Yeah.
It's upgraded coffee.
Oh my God. Who would have thought? Yeah. dangercoffee.com is where you find that stuff.
Oh my goodness.
And I do it because different minerals, for instance, if you were to get, you know, cornflakes, they put iron filings in them to raise the iron level, but metallic iron is really bad for you. So ionic form minerals and electrolytes are really good for you. And that's, if you're going to drink coffee every morning, you might as well just get your minerals that way. You still need to take mineral capsules. It takes about 3 capsules to get enough minerals to matter for the macro minerals.
Yeah.
So look, before I formulated nootropics.
Can you take a multivitamin and mineral? Would it have everything in there?
No, because none of them, it just minerals take 3 full-size pills. And very few people want to take more than 3 pills. So then the vitamin companies say, well, I'm going to make it, you know, 3 a day, but they try to put all the stuff in there that you'd want. You can't do it.
And it's lower levels than you need.
It's lower levels than you need. So you're better off before you take a multivitamin to take a multimineral. It's that important because nothing works without minerals. Your body can make almost anything it needs if it has the minerals and it has the energy. And so these are not sexy. They're not exciting. They're almost boring. But they're the things that matter most, and they're cheap. So, I mean, vitamin D is about $20 a month. It's affordable, and it's not a nootropic. It's not a libido-enhancing formula. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, high-energy, adaptogenic, mushroom shred, or whatever the latest thing is. They're just foundational. And if you don't do that, don't spend money on the other stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, so we got energy. Any other tips for energy, or would that cover it?
The other one that helps is detoxing. That's a part of that. So one of the things we have is a clinically proven lymphatic drainage system that you lay in.
Those the boots or those hyper ice kind of things?
It's like the boots. The problem is many of the boots on the market don't work at all because they aren't actually based on a lymphatic flow. They just apply pressure. If you get a massage, Mark, if you get a lymphatic massage, it's going to feel like someone's petting you. It's not really a massage. They're just sweeping you, kind of. That's how soft the pressure has to be for lymph drainage to work. When you're like you and I were with toxic mold, your lymphatic system gets backed up. You have muffin top. We have people come in, they'll lose a dress size easily in one session because there's so much backed up lymph. Wow. And if you just squeeze or you do like a Swedish massage, firm pressure doesn't work. So you have to very carefully control the waves of pressure to do it. But when we get lymphatic flow to happen again, that also really affects things. And that's a detox thing.
For sure, because most of our lymphatic circulation is sluggish. Yeah. Our diet makes it sluggish, or lack of exercise makes it sluggish. Mm-hmm. So
the other thing that we'll do is whole body vibration. And
what is that?
This is something I've recommended. People have made fun of me for years for it, but now it's becoming cool. You stand on a platform that vibrates.
Yeah.
And they figured out this works well enough for astronauts to recover. It restores bone density. And the reason it works is it's moving lymph in the body. It's also shaking all of your tissues, which wakes up your mitochondria via something called piezoelectricity.
And lots of big words.
It sure is. And piezoelectricity basically means that when your cell membranes flex, that they're making small electrical charges. So you stand on this thing for 5 minutes and you kind of wiggle around a little bit and everything in the body loosens up and like you get
your energy back. It's like a vibration plate.
Yeah, it's what it is. And now you're starting to see those. Definitely we have them at Upgrade Labs. You're starting to see those at a lot of health clubs. And if you go back to probably our parents' or grandparents' time, health clubs used to have these machines with like a band,
the belt. Yeah, the belt.
A belt that would vibrate your organs. It turns out those actually were good for you. They just look stupid.
That's funny. Well, you know, there's a machine. I can't remember the name of it, but it was this incredible, like it was like a recliner chair.
Yeah.
With all these like vibrational like speakers built into it.
Oh, interesting.
And heads set. Mm. And you land, and it's like, and it totally resets your nervous system. It's quite amazing.
This is something that I talk about in the brain chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And in the stress chapter. It turns out those proprioceptors that we mentioned earlier, they're looking for touch. So there's a system called Huso. And Huso, you put on headphones and they have a little, like a tiny speaker. It's called a transducer that you put on your wrists and your ankles. And you lay in bed and listen to the headphones. And by going to your acupuncture points or acupressure points and playing the same sound you hear, you go into these incredible altered states. There's Dave Rubin's company, Apollo, that has a vibrating thing you wear on your wrist or your ankle that also changes vagal tone. These are stress reducers. This is for the relieve anxiety chapter. And then it goes on and on. There's another one that goes over your chest. These are small signals that change your stress response. So you're chilled. Remember when you
Sensei, Apollo.
Yeah, Sensei. Thank you. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So when you can turn on your chill factor faster, you put on muscle faster. You build cardio faster. You build new neurons faster when you can turn on calm.
Okay. Just for people listening, why that happens is because cortisol destroys your brain, destroys your muscles. And when you lower that, you can actually –
Unless it's too low. High cortisol does that.
Right.
Adequate cortisol.
Right. You need, right, of
keeps
course. We
blood
all need
the brain.
Right. We know what I mean. But most of us are living in a hyper stress state, and most of us have too much cortisol pouring through our system.
It is absolutely true. Or pouring through at the wrong time instead of in the morning. It's coming at night. And things. Right. I certainly had that when I was dealing with adrenal burnout.
That's the hardwired going to bed and not being able to sleep, but being exhausted.
The most important part of Smarter Not Harder is the last two chapters where I talk about emotional and spiritual hacking.
And by the way, we can't cover everything in the book. He's got a whole section on brain and neuroscience. So we're really, you know, we really just scratched the surface. And I think for people listening who are really curious, you have to get the book, Smarter Not Harder, because it unpacks so much of the science and also the practical applications of what to do based on the science that you can do, like you said, either at your lab or at home. And be able to activate these biological signals that reverse our biological age, that optimize our health, that make us feel better now. So it's awesome. So we can't cover all, but let's for the last bit of this conversation, dive into the spiritual fitness and the aspects around that.
What you're going to find is when you do the work to get your energy back and to make your body work well enough, suddenly you're going to realize that you get triggered by stuff. And if you get triggered by something, it's not anyone else's fault. It means that you have something in your gun because no one should be able to trigger you. So there's three states that we work through on our way to
unless there's a loaded
progress.
Chamber, you can't fire the gun.
Yeah, you might want to unload that instead of yelling at me. Just saying. So in Buddhist teachings and in many other schools, the first stage is empathy. You can at least feel another person's pain. You can feel another person's emotion. You can empathize with them. So that's a better state than just being angry, right? So empathy is great. Problem is you have to feel everyone else's pain, and it doesn't always serve you. Maybe you don't want to do that. So the step above that is compassion, which means you automatically wish well for others, even if you don't know them, even if they're doing mean stuff, whatever.
It's like the Buddhist framework of compassion.
Yeah, Buddhist framework of compassion, right? And that's a higher state than just being empathetic. But the highest state is what they call equanimity. And that's another word for it might be resilience, but the idea is you get to pick your state and no force on earth can change your state. So you say, I'm going to choose happiness right now. And it doesn't matter if I just
It's an inside job, not an outside job.
Exactly. So how do we do that? Well, that comes from our Meet operating system. It's not just us. We have to program it by removing all of our notifications from that system, all of our triggers. Yeah. And I go through something called the reset process in the book. This is at the core of 40 years of Zen.
So what is that?
Reset? It is.
How do you reset those old programs?
It's an F word. You want to guess which one it is? Forgiveness.
Ah.
But forgiveness isn't what people think it is. And I know this after having seen 1,500 people's brains at 40 years of Zen at my neuroscience company, where we do high-end brain upgrades for entrepreneurs and pro athletes and stuff. What's happening is something happens in the world around you. Your meat operating system decides it might be a tiger, even though it's your mother-in-law or whatever it is that's your trigger, right? Someone yelling at you, injustice, whatever it is. And all of a sudden you're like, okay, that feeling that you get there, that means you were triggered. It means your brain was hijacked. It means all of the electricity that should have gone into making your life better just went into getting ready to fight, getting ready to flee. So we want to turn that off so that you can look at it and go, you know what? That's not fair. That's unjust. I'm going to do something about it. But you do it from a state of control instead of a state of being controlled.
Right. And, instead of being activated.
Yeah. And so forgiveness is how you do it. But forgiveness doesn't mean you say whatever the thing you're mad about is right. It doesn't mean you tell someone else that you forgive them. Forgiveness is the act of going into your operating system and turning off the trigger so that you can never be triggered about that again. It is it is a heart state. It's something you can measure in brainwaves, but it's something that you do in your chest.
And what are the practices that get you there?
Well, to teach the full reset process that I described in the chapter, it would take a few minutes. But the basic thing you do is you sit down, quiet space, and you imagine whatever, let's say a person offended you. Like let's say that I'm mad at you because you didn't drink enough coffee today. Okay. So
that might be the case. It might be the case.
And let's say I was actually really triggered by that. God damn it. Like, how could Mark not have any coffee?
How could he not have had my danger coffee for breakfast?
Exactly.
You know how I could not have had it? Because you didn't send me any.
Oh, see, now I have self-forgiveness today. So what I do then is I'd sit the virtual Mark down across from me, and I would say, Mark, what you did really had this impact on me. It hurt my feelings. It made me feel this way. And I actually want to tap into how bad I felt. And this is the thing people want to resist. You know, and you can forgive, you know, parents, you can forgive, you know, former lovers or spouses or whatever. And like, man, it really did this. Like, and you feel the pain again. And that's not very comfortable. But then here's the thing that's missing from so much personal development and trauma resolution work. You have to find something you're grateful for about it.
About
whatever you're mad about. You cannot forgive anything until you turn on gratitude. Gratitude is the spark that lights the fire that's forgiveness.
Gratitude for the trigger or for the person?
Gratitude for the situation, for what happened. So for instance, in this case, Mark, I'm really, really pissed. My feelings are hurt. You didn't drink coffee this morning and I really wanted you to, right? Now, what's one good thing that came out of you not drinking coffee this morning?
That I'm not too hyper.
There you go. So here's one thing. So Mark, because you didn't drink coffee, you were easily programmable today and I was able to take advantage. Okay, I wouldn't know that. But I would find some good thing. And in this case, it's such a dumb thing to be mad about. But okay, well, here's what it is. Well, okay, I'm really mad. But the one good thing that came out is you were on time for the interview because you would have been late if you had to make coffee. So
that's
And it can be the tiniest, dumbest thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you're going for. But the feeling of gratitude, it changes you from to oh. Because your body is – your meat operating system is so – it just wants everything. So now it got something it wanted. And now you've hooked it. So you felt pain. Now you've got it hooked. And then you start going, well, let me put myself in Mark's shoes. And you start using compassion and empathy. You go, well, I wonder what bad things happened to Mark so he wouldn't want coffee this morning. You know, maybe he was bullied in seventh grade and he's still afraid of coffee.
That's true.
I don't really know why. But all of a sudden you sort of see it through the other guy's eyes. And then when you feel like, wow, like I really like, you know, I forgive Mark. And the forgiveness thing is actually, it's like a thing that comes out of your chest and you can feel it with another person. And I teach people this with electrodes on their head so they can go into this forgiveness state more easily. Mm-hmm. But I describe it to the best of my ability in this. And here's the kicker. When you think you're done, you think you've really let it go, you actually check in with whatever higher power you ascribe to. And if you don't believe in higher power, that's all right. Have an AI thing. You just need a little light bulb. Or a little Jesus giving you a thumbs up. It doesn't actually matter. Some infallible thing. And it's so weird. Sometimes you're like, yeah, I'm done. And you'll check in with whatever invisible thing you invented. And it'll be like, you're not done yet. Like, what the heck? So there's all sorts of weird semi-rational things going on in your meat operating system. And interfacing with it is difficult. And you interface with feelings. So what you just did in this process is you turned on the pain you felt when someone wronged you. You turned on a feeling of gratitude consciously. And then you turned on a feeling of compassion consciously. And when the body sees in order, pain, gratitude, compassion, it cancels out the pain and you don't get triggered anymore. And that same person can walk in and say that same thing and you're completely resilient. You have equanimity. Mark, I've spent six months of my life with electrodes on my head learning how to do this. And I've taught 1,500 high-end entrepreneurs how to do this. Because when you go through and you say, wow, if I got triggered, hallelujah. I've been triggered twice in the past 4 months. Twice. And I said, wow, I didn't know I had that trigger. And then I went and I did the reset process on it. So I'm hard to trigger. And there's been times in the last 8 years where I've forgotten to do it or ran out of time to do it. And every time when I realize someone's triggering me, it's I've probably made a mess of my life. So I teach that in Smarter Not Harder because you should meditate. If you do this process once a week on anything that triggered you, you will no longer have a muscular middle finger when you drive. You won't yell at your kids as much. Your life is just better. All the energy that went into hate goes into doing something like folding proteins and being younger.
I love that, Dave. This is so great. Thank you for writing this book. Thank you for starting this movement, which is really, for me, it's not just about all these fun gizmos and techniques and tools. It's about empowering people to take control of their own health, to be the CEO of their own health, and to realize that health doesn't happen in the doctor's office. It happens where you're in charge, and it happens at home and in your kitchen and in wherever you live, because that's actually what's changing your biology every minute. And so this is such a gift to the world that you've built this movement, that you've written this book, and that you've laid out for people in really simple, practical ways how to understand how to unlock their own biology for better health and better life. And that's basically it. So thank you, Dave. And I love you. It's great being here chatting with you.
Thank you.
If you love this podcast, please share with your friends and family on social media. I'm sure they are going to love it because it's full of all kinds of juicy tidbits of what to do to build your life back better. And leave a comment. How have you used these technologies or techniques to upgrade your health? And subscribe wherever you get your podcast, and we'll see you next week on The Doctor's Pharmacy. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Hyman. Thanks for tuning into The Doctor's Pharmacy. I hope you're loving this podcast. It's one of my favorite things to do, and introducing you all the experts that I know and I love and that I've learned so much from. And I want to tell you about something else I'm doing, which is called Mark's Picks. It's my weekly newsletter, and in it, I share my favorite stuff. From foods to supplements to gadgets to tools to enhance your health. It's all the cool stuff that I use and that my team uses to optimize and enhance our health. And I'd love you to sign up for the weekly newsletter. I'll only send it to you once a week on Fridays. Nothing else, I promise. And all you have to do is go to drhyman.com/picks to sign up. That's drhyman.com/picks, P-I-C-K-S, and sign up for the newsletter, and I'll share with you my favorite stuff that I use to enhance my health and get healthier and better and live younger longer.
Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Just a reminder that this podcast is for educational purposes only. This podcast is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help in your journey, seek out a qualified medical practitioner. If you're looking for a functional medicine practitioner, you can visit ifm.org and search their Find a Practitioner database. It's important that you have someone in your corner who's trained, who's a licensed healthcare practitioner, and can help you make changes, especially when it comes to your health.